Everybody ready? Okay. Another year of Sunday school has gone by, and another year of being banjos of his peace and wearing tutus of the Holy Spirit to commemorate Pentecost. Ask one of the kids for an explanation if you're curious of what those two things mean. We are another year older, and the Christian education program of our church continues to evolve. So today you're going to hear from all of our classes. The teachers can no longer script what is to be presented. We are officially out of control. So we simply go along for the ride. Yeah. So first you're going to hear from our junior high and younger teens class, the Spirit Seekers, which is led by Susie Seelock and Susan Van Dyke. And then you're going to hear from our older teenagers, the Pathfinders class, which is led by Granger Odom. And then you'll hear from the Messengers, which, kind of, yeah. Okay, so let's go.
Okay, the Spirit Seekers class did a couple of things I'd like to share with you this morning. The first one is that they did a project called the Parable of the Talents Project. And many of us are familiar with the parable of the talents as written in Matthew, but they will read that parable to just jog our memory and then explain how they did to act in response to that.
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money.
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest."
So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance of whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them.
So we're going to describe to you now what we did with this project. Claire will give kind of the background. Then Catherine will talk about what they did with their talents they were given. And why, and you can see as you listen to this, they each have their own unique talents and they used it in that way. And then Wills will let us know how much they made, and because they certainly did better than the person that buried their bag in the dirt. So, and he will tell us what they did with that money.
Earlier this year, we learned about the parable of the talents. After our lesson, we were each given $10. We had to use the $10 to buy supplies, which we could make or do something with so that we could make more money. We are using the money we made to buy animals for people in need, and now we have made $125.50.
What we did. Wilson did chores for his grandmother, stacking firewood, mowing the lawn. He said he did it because it was only a quick walk away and there were always chores to do. Clara made bookmarks and took care of Toby, the Van Dyke's dog. He said she did this because she liked art projects and thinks they are fun and is good with animals. I made watercolor cards. I had been doing things with watercolor cards with my mother, and we had recently bought a bag of watercolor paints and other supplies.
We decided to use our money to buy more small items instead of a few large ones for people in Uganda. We will buy a beehive and a smoker for a source of income, a kitchen garden kit that provides fruit and vegetables right at a family's door, 3 packs of lab beans for food and animal fodder. We will also give 2 chickens and a duck, which will lay 300 eggs a year, as well as provide meat.
So, well done, good and faithful servants. The second project they did was something that all of us adults should learn from and take the challenge on themselves. They memorized the entire chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Miriam is going to show, in order to assist in them memorizing it, they used pictures that would give and graphics to give meaning to the word so they could help. This is also going to be in the fellowship hall on our monitor there. But Miriam will point out, if you can see, as they go through it, and the three of them that memorized it will go for it now.
If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecies and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But as for prophecies, they will cease. As for tongues, they will be stilled. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. When completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I felt like a child, I talked like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. But now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Then we know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
Okay, did the Pathfinders want to share anything with us?
I don't think it will surprise anybody that at the core of what our Sunday school experience has been this year has been unexpected conversations, and conversations that go deeper and in directions that we were not expecting them to go. So I'm going to have both of them talk a little bit about some of their favorite conversations that we've had. One of my favorites is one that started with us talking about passages of scripture that come that come to us at different odd times, and why we gravitate toward those texts. And I was mentioning one of my favorite texts from Hebrews that talks a lot about who Jesus is. And we ended up in about a 40-minute discussion about who Jesus is and how Jesus manifests to us and why that's important. And we were not expecting for that conversation to happen. And it won't surprise any of you that I was crying a lot. And so that was one of my favorites. So now I'm going to ask them to talk a little bit about that.
One of my favorite conversations was a conversation about stewardship. We were talking about wealth and whether or not, and how we can best use that to further God's kingdom. I think that gave me a good basis for how I'm going to deal with money if I ever end up with some.
Several major religious organizations have had sex abuse scandals break over the past few years. And when the SBCs broke, we talked about that and how we deal with power and who has it and the systems that allow for things like that to go unnoticed for 30 years and no one to seem to care and to just keep kicking the ball down the line and how we can stop that and change that. So that was one of my favorite conversations.
So never forget the power of a transformative conversation, because that has been the essence of what we've done this past year, and I know it will continue. So.
Okay, you guys wanna come out here? The Messengers were a small group this year. They are siblings, and they are at different stages of faith development and understanding, which makes for some very interesting conversations. Where's Trilby? Okay. and it always kept me on my toes as well. So as I've done in the past, I started preparing for this day by reviewing the children's prayer book. And as usual, we prayed for assorted animals, including safe snake migration. And we prayed for the congregation and for our families. Not all of our children's prayers were worrisome or even serious, like when we gave thanks for wise men with cool names. But this year, there were some new concerns. So let's listen to the prayers of our children.
We prayed for the endangered animals, especially the golden tamarin monkey.
We prayed that one day we won't have to take special offering for peace, because we have learned to be peaceful.
We pray for people that don't feel safe.
We pray that everyone finds a holy place to think, to be still, and to talk to God.
We learned that wherever your treasure is, your heart will be also, and asked, where is our treasure?
We pray for help to be kind to people that we don't know.
We pray to remember to rest and to let others rest.
We prayed that the world learns that people have value.
We pray that we don't say or do mean things to other people.
We prayed that we feed the hungry, and we wondered,
why don't we do that?
Okay, we try to protect our children from the harshness of life, and I'm often reminded that sometimes they have a much clearer picture than the adults of what is lacking and what is needed in the world today. So now we're going to do something new and different. We're going to sing the Books of the Bible song for approximately the 18th time. So grown-ups, you really should know the words by now. Join in if you dare, and if you know the actions, you can do those too.
1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter.